Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Roll Less Taken Roulette. Your ears do not deceive you. This is me, your MC, Mike. I just got a new microphone, and I sound much better now. So maybe we'll sound a little bit more professional. I don't know. That remains to be seen. It's been 2 weeks since we recorded because we did a thing last week where we didn't record, so the recap should be fun. But before we get to the recap, let's introduce ourselves like we always do.
Hi, this is Tom. I'm hoping my phone doesn't go off right now because I'm being loud, and my wife normally texts me when I'm being loud. So, I've put my phone on silence because I play Ross Roberts, the King of Town.
Hello, everyone. My name is Megan, and I play Bear, and I am still so excited that you are the new King of Town.
Yeah. Jazz hands.
I am Graham, and I play Finch, and I am the littlest plague docker.
I'm Perry, and I play Lemon Dufresne, and I still do not have a bit.
I think that's it. I think that's the bit.
I mean, you could say you're no longer someone's hostage.
Ooh, that's true.
I think you've gotten to the point where not having a bit is your bit.
Yeah.
It's been two campaigns.
But at some point, doesn't it circle back around? Bear just doesn't have a bit.
I don't know. So, no one leveled up last time. I think we established that. Last session was a very RP/dialogue-heavy session. And let's roll those bones to see who gets to do the recap.
I don't have any bones handy. Can I roll dice instead?
Didn't you get the memo?
You can. What if they're bone dice?
I know. I'm going to order bone dice next time, okay?
I rolled a 13.
I rolled a 12.
I rolled a 10.
I rolled an 8.
17, fools.
Ooh.
What was that, Perry?
I rolled an 8.
Awesome. Perry, what happened last time?
I don't know.
It was heavy on your character.
I know that. Let's see.
Do you?
It seems
like you may or may not.
No, I don't know anything.
Well, I've got some hints if you want to skim my notes.
Why does it say explosion?
Because that was the end of the episode.
Are you seriously?
What? There was an explosion?
Yes, where were you?
Yes.
That was our cliffhanger from last time.
If it's fair, I don't remember this either, so that's okay.
It happened right at the end. So we already finished it. We finished the recap. Just give us the beginning bits.
We're going to Tarantino this. We're going to start at the end of the episode and work our way back to the start.
We went to the apothecary guy, doctor guy. Who is it?
Mm-hmm.
What do we call him in world?
Dr. Mushy.
Dr. Mushy. And Dr. Mushy helped some people, helped my guy named Alistair, interrogated Alistair. Sounds like some stuff is happening somewhere. I got everybody to agree to go back with me, except Finch tried to look at the thing in the void at the vessel, and he fell off the water tower because it didn't go well. We found him in the street, so some people had to go back to the doctor, and then we went and talked to Ross.
Getting there.
Mm-hmm. That's all I remember, dudes. And,
Does anyone want to help her?
Do you want to phone a friend?
Am I the first one that needs to? Let's
so,
not
yeah,
be surprised.
You went and you spoke to Ross about joining you on the adventure, hiring him for another part of the job to go, I guess, back to your place. I think that's the plan. It's your plan, so I'm not entirely sure. I gave Ross my crowbar as a peace offering so that he would, you know, join us.
Oh, yeah.
And there's an explosion.
Yes,
where?
Finch is...
Someone explain to me the explosion.
You don't know yet. That's why it's the cliffhanger.
We heard it across town. Yeah.
It was a mysterious explosion.
Finch disappeared into the void to heal his harm.
Right.
So he did agree to go on the trip with you folks before, but he then vanished and is now still invisible but can hear everything that's going on around him.
He went into the wormhole to the Gamma Quadrant.
Oh! There's a traitor in my household and I must weed them out.
Yes, that's why we're going back to your house.
Ha!
Congratulations, high five.
Is it Trader Joe?
It is Trader Joe. Joe.
All right, so what does everyone want to do? Finch, you are still in the psychic maelstrom, I believe.
Yes, but I can see and hear things that are going on around me, so I was going to try and check out the explosion from within the maelstrom.
Okay.
Strolling on over.
Strolling?
You're in Jack's slash Ross's house, I guess. I don't really know how to...
The king of town's home.
Ain't no slash about it.
It's Ross's house now.
Roulette Shucks. Castle.
So what, we heard an explosion, right?
Yep.
Was it? Did it sound like it was near or far or?
It sounded relatively nearby, like in town nearby.
Bear's going to run outside and see what the hell is going on.
Lemon will follow.
Well, I guess Ross will go too and will take some fellas. I was also wondering if I could like try to just tap into the maelstrom and be lazy and try to see what's going on from here. Put it on float screen.
I'm going to remotely check out this situation.
Well, you go outside and it appears that there is a very large fire out behind the gavel, which is the bar that Bear likes to hang out in.
God damn it, did the RV blow up?
Anne-Marie!
Oh no, Anne-Marie!
Anne-Marie,
not
no.
Everyone's favorite NPC.
Did Anne-Marie blow up the Winnebago?
Anne-Marie is too careful.
The Winnebago, yes, has exploded.
God damn it.
The bar is on fire. There's, shit, I was about to work that into like a Godspeed You Black Emperor reference that no one would have got. The car's on fire and no one's at the wheel. You open your wallet and it's full of blood.
I hate when that happens.
We're in the belly of this machine and the machine is bleeding to death. But that's not quite what's happening, though it is apropos for Apocalypse World. So yeah, you run outside and there's a couple bodies just like in the street. And you hear a lot of yelling and a lot of gunfire and a lot of just...
Gunfire?
Violent sounds.
Shit. What's going on? Can I see like like anything in particular?
So you can see... Well, let me see if I should make you roll for this. Just give me one moment here.
Also, are we still using the same highlighted stats?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, no. I'm just going to tell you what's happening because Read a Stitch doesn't really apply here.
Okay.
So, the Winnebago has exploded. The bar is on fire. You can see Coco running around frantically, like, trying to put out the fire. And she's yelling and trying to get people to help her. You see a couple members of your gang trying to help her because it's basically their hideout and they don't want that to burn down.
That's our home.
But you see also some of your gang appears to be involved in a firefight with some people off in the distance that you cannot see.
Okay.
And there's just general chaos, like a couple of other buildings in town are on fire because of flaming shrapnel that kind of went everywhere when the vehicle exploded. Yeah, there's just a lot of people running around everywhere and just a lot of chaos.
Could I try to get some of the happy little people to go help? And also to get the rest of them to strap up?
MC, I'm afraid to ask, but does it look like anyone has His Holiness?
I assumed you did, but...
No, I didn't bring him with me to the beatdown.
So he was probably in the bar.
No, no.
And you don't see him, no.
Oh, no.
How, here's a question, how on fire is the bar?
A good portion of it got, like, literally blown away from the force of the explosion, and the rest of it is being eaten into by flames.
I am pretty sure my guns were in there.
Right, because you were not armed.
Bear would like to run into the burning building to find His Holiness.
Okay. So you run in, and you...
Does Bear say anything about this, or is she just going?
I'm pretty sure she just goes.
No, Bear just assesses the situation, sees what's going on, knows she doesn't have His Holiness, doesn't see anyone holding His Holiness, and decides to run into the gavel without saying a word to anyone.
Sugar, come back!
Shit. Well, guess I can't help.
So, yeah, you run in, and there's a couple of people inside that are fighting the fire, and a couple of people that are trying to, like, drag out people that were hurt or injured.
Mm-hmm.
And a couple of dead people, too. One of which you notice is good old Jack.
Oh, no.
Jack is lying on the ground. Part of his face is burned off. Ooh. He got the worst of it. But a couple of your gang members are in there, and they're like, "Boss, what the fuck's going on?"
I don't know. I came out, I heard the bang, and That's all this.
What should we do?
Get everyone out that you can.
All right, so yeah, they're trying to get out anyone that's still alive. They're checking the people that are on the ground. You hear a couple of frantic meows from the upper floor.
Mom's coming for you, Bear shouts.
Can Lemon will probably help carry people out.
Okay, yeah.
She's big and strong.
Hmm. Question.
Answer.
How far from, like, the point where I entered the maelstrom can I go? Or is it just, like, I wander around and then when my hour is up, I warp back there?
Option number two.
Okay. Can I go chase after whoever the vultures were shooting at and go see if I can find out what's going on from that, from, like, a visual perspective?
Yeah. So you're gonna, I guess, swoop? Question mark? Float? I feel like you're in the metaphysical world, so you don't really walk.
I'll take swoop.
You glide to where the opposing fire is coming from, and it looks like another gang. They have an insignia. Their colors have wolves on them.
Interesting.
So you're telling me it's not the East Side Jets.
It's not the Sharks either. Tom, it's the Wolf Pack, if you will. The Wolf Pack.
I don't know, can I make a roll to figure out if they're wolves of the Maelstrom, or would I know, just know that?
You would know that. They're not wolves of the Maelstrom, they just like wolves because they're badass animals.
They're okay. Just actual wolves wearing people clothes.
They're just actual wolves with miniguns strapped to saddlebags.
Oh, I'm so into that.
Just trying to figure out if there's any, like, useful information I can bring back to the group when I do rematerialize in the doctor's office.
Make me a sharp roll.
A sharp roll. Oh, that's not one of my highlighted stats. That would be a grand total of 4.
Well, then, no. You're not going to glean any useful information.
So I guess, I don't know, Finch is going to try and just keep an eye on that situation.
Yeah. Bear, you make it upstairs, and you see His Holiness is just kind of tucked into a corner. Not really, I guess, too frightened to move.
Oh, Bobby. I don't suppose he's next to my guns.
Your buddies.
Sugar, while you're up there risking your life, do you see my guns anywhere?
Can you get my guns?
The cat went to the safest place. The one with all the guns.
Bear crouches down and gets as close as she can to His Holiness and just, you know, starts talking to him nicely and calmly and going, come on. Come here. Come to mama.
Oh, yeah, the cat just, like, sprints into your arms.
Aww.
Bear scoops him up. Do I see anyone up here that, like, might be hurt or knocked out?
You don't see anyone upstairs, no.
Did the fire start from the RV, or did it start in here and spread, or...
The fire started from the RV.
Okay, all right.
That's, like, ground zero.
Gotcha.
Ross, what are you doing?
I don't know. I guess Ross is trying to, like, coordinate the happy little people to try and help out, so he's probably, like, finding additional people to go help and putting out fires as best he can.
Okay. You, as you're kind of running around shouting orders out in a very drill sergeant manner...
Most chill drill sergeant of all time. The drill of chill.
That's right. You see two people you recognize. You see Crunch. He's kind of laid out on the ground behind a piece of debris or debris. Looks like his leg is pretty injured. And Hammy is standing over him trying to give some cover fire from the gunshots that are coming your way.
So are we in like a cover position right now or what's going on?
You're behind like a chunk of wall that fell off of the inn.
Okay. Hammy, what's going on? Kind of a sudden explosion coming out of nowhere, almost like a bristling lilac white in the middle of some deep charcoal gray.
I don't know that I actually gave Hammy a voice.
You did. I think it was pretty basic.
I am basic.
I feel like Hammy is just a legend that doesn't have... We've just talked about her for like 7 episodes.
She communicates only in facial expressions.
Yes. Hammy turns around and glares at you. But don't worry. Crunch like grabs your shirt and he's like, those assholes. Those fucking assholes, man. It's the Wolf Pack.
The Wolf Pack? What? Who are the Wolf Pack? I'm not familiar with these. Well, I suppose they're not friends, but I don't think I've heard of these violent fellas before. What do they want? Why have things been blown up here?
They're the drug runners from Source.
Whoops.
Oh.
Drug runners from Source. So, You're saying we're in the middle of a cartel war, huh? Been in one of those before.
What? All right, we don't have time for the story right now, but I'd love to hear that one later.
I'll tell it as long as you promise to live through this and don't go into that shiny, nice, velveteen white light. Just come on back to us.
I don't know. I don't know where I'm going with this.
Oh my god, he broke. It finally happened.
He's running out of colors to use to describe situations.
14
describing
episodes in.
White is difficult. I don't know what to say. Like, eggshell doesn't work for the moment. I didn't know what to say.
Pearlescent.
Oh, pearlescent. Ooh. Pearlescent's wonderful. Should have went there. Now this is like my downfall right now. I'm sorry. I'm dealing with a lot of nasal congestion. It's just not coming to me properly right now. I apologize.
Crunch is just like staring at you like, I mean, my leg hurts pretty bad, but I don't think I'm dying. I hope I'm not dying.
Oh shit, am I dying?
Oh fuck, am I dying? Oh god. Take the leg off. Just take it off.
I don't think you're dying there, Crunch. I'm pretty sure we would know if you were. I was just being a little bit melodramatic, as my prose does take me that way sometimes. But why don't you just go find some happy little cover over there, just behind that little washed out rock over there, and we'll make sure to kill the sons of bitches that did this to you.
Lemon, what are you doing?
I'm helping get people out of the bar. I'm helping the gang members get people out of the burning building, because I ain't got no guns.
Okay. You also see poor Jack lying on the floor, torn.
Jack's dead.
Not naked, just torn. Man, I reference that song a lot, don't I?
I think this is not the first time you've done that.
How bad are the upper stairs? Does it look like I can get to my guns?
Probably, yeah.
I would like to go get my guns so that I can help with the shooting, because that is the thing that Lemon is supposed to do. I go get my guns. May I go get my guns?
You run upstairs and you can see Bear is there cuddling the cat.
Cuddle down, stay as sugar. What are you doing? Leave.
I had to save the VP.
I understand, but that could be done in the street. You've got the cat now. Get out of here.
What are you doing in here?
I have to get my guns.
Do you need help?
I don't know. Do I need help?
I don't think you do, but if you want help, I guess you have it.
Have I successfully grabbed my guns?
So there's a sweet, like, action montage of Lemon kicking the door of her room open, and, like, half the room is in flames, but she just stands there and takes it as she straps up very dramatically in an anime style.
It's the power of Satan.
Hail
Satan. She takes a minute to be, like, to do that, but backwards.
With an upside down cross.
Upside down
Did we
cross.
Ever even make note that Lemon's eyes are just like pure black?
Yeah.
Okay. Just making sure that that is, established.
I did not remember this.
She just takes a quick moment to thank her Dark Lord and then.
She looks like a Wes Borland circa 1999.
Oh, Lord.
But frillier.
I'm glad some people got that reference. So yeah, you get strapped up and you head back downstairs. And what's everyone want to do?
I would like to shoot at the people that are shooting at us.
How long until Finch reappears?
I have an assault rifle.
I'm getting to that, don't worry.
Okay.
It'll be soon.
I would assume Ross is already shooting at people.
So right now, like, it's kind of hard to see where the adversaries are, like they're kind of in the dark in the distance, and their shooting isn't accurate at all. It's like they're just kind of blind firing to try and keep people pinned down. So do you want to return fire from where you're at, or do you want to try and get closer and, like, I guess seal the deal?
Oh wait, you're talking to Ross.
I'm talking about everyone.
Where do I, in my room, I don't suppose I have a view from the window.
Not really, and plus, like, the building's on fire, so you probably shouldn't stay in there.
I thought I could get a good shot in. All right, I'll come out.
Since I tried to do this before,
uh-oh.
Can I try to use the maelstrom to try and determine where they are and who we're trying to hit?
Mm-hmm. Make me a weird roll.
Clickety-clack.
Don't talk back.
That's a 9.
A 9. Okay, a 9 is a mixed success. So you don't actually zone out as hard as you usually do when you try to gaze into the psychic maelstrom. It's like there's a weird overlay on your vision with a line that goes off into the distance in the direction that a lot of the gunfire is coming from.
Painter's intuition's pointing that way. Let's go shoot some bitches.
I guess I'll follow Ross. He seems to know where they are.
I would like to, if possible. Bear's going to get His Holiness to safety. And I would imagine enough time has passed since our fight with Ivan that my bike would have been fixed.
Sure.
I want to get on my bike and just take off in the direction of them.
Okay. Finch, you feel that familiar pulling sensation of being tugged back into the physical realm, and you reappear back at the well, which isn't very far from where everything's going down. But, like, that's where your physical body reappears.
They were, the bad guys were in town, correct?
They're more towards, like, the outskirts of town.
Okay. Because I was going to say, can I use my tunnel system to get, like, beside or behind them?
It really wouldn't be any faster.
Okay.
I mean, I guess if you're trying to do it to get, like, a tactical advantage, you can.
Yeah, I was trying to flank him. If there's an entrance in the doctor's office, I was also going to tell him to go to the bar, if he's not already there.
He's in his office still with, I think at this point, it's Alistair and, like, one of the happy little people that's still there just, like, hanging out because they were told to stay there.
So basically, like, as I'm running through, I'm just like, doctor, you should probably go to the bar. And then I, like, pop open an air vent and I climb into it and close it behind me.
Yeah, he, like, yells after you, the bar's on fire, boy!
I shout back over my shoulder, yeah, and they're wounded, and they need your help, bye. Before he can argue, I'm just gone.
So, we'll start with Bear. You, ride off into the distance. You don't grab anyone, you're just going on your own?
I mean, I'd imagine the rest of the gang is either busy with, like, suppression fire already, or mm-hmm. hurt, or getting people out of the bar and trying to save it.
Okay.
So, yeah, Bear's just going to go at it on her own. I have a question, though. Like, would Bear be familiar with the wolf pack? Like, have I dealt with them before?
I wouldn't exactly call them, like, a rival gang, but you know mm-hmm. of their existence.
Okay.
Because the way that, I don't want to say law, but the way mm-hmm. that obedience is kind of kept in towns is by, like, the local gang.
Right.
Like, you kind of watch out for Roulette the same way that the wolf pack would kind of watch out for Source.
For Source. Okay.
And the way that another gang would watch out for another town, etc.
Okay.
All right, Bear, what are you doing?
Just heading right at them, full speed ahead.
So yeah, you go zooming off into the distance. You pass by Ross and Lemon, who are making their way out there with a couple of the happy little people in tow. And you get out there, and the gunfire starts becoming a little bit more concentrated on you as you draw closer. You take one harm.
This is a terrible, terrible idea. Can I tell, like, is there anyone barking orders? Like, can I figure out who's in charge?
You do hear someone barking orders, yes.
And who might that be?
Ham Barry.
Yeah, I'm going to have to ask you to read a sitch.
Is that sharp?
That is sharp.
What is that number? That's an 8.
An 8. Okay, you can ask one question. Of these questions, I think I know what you're going to ask, given what you said before, but do you want to ask who's in control here? Is that your question, or would you like to hear the others?
I'll just cut straight to it, yeah. Who's in control here?
You hear the voice of one Reuben Bailey barking
Ooh.
Orders out.
Ooh.
Yep.
Can we cue up that rap song? It's like, die, motherfucker, die, motherfucker, die.
Yes.
So yes, you recognize the voice of Reuben Bailey.
I'm going right for him. Oh, wait. Also, I took, you said one harm?
Yes.
I have 2 armor, so I take no harm.
You take no harm.
Yeah.
Correct.
Do I have, like, a reserve armor point then? Is that how it works? If I have 2?
No.
Okay.
It's just negating the
Got
harm
it.
That you would have taken there.
Cool.
Can we see figures yet?
You see Bear go flying past you on her motorcycle. It's like, wow, right past you.
Well, there's something you see just about every day that you travel with Bear.
But sober this time.
Believe it or don't.
That's a rare occasion.
As you guys get a little closer, you see Bear just, like, closing in on a bunch of figures and not slowing down at all. And, you guys get close enough that you can start seeing silhouettes out there.
Can I offer her cover fire, even if I don't hit anybody, so that she's less likely to get hit as she gets closer?
Ooh.
That is a thing that you can do, and there's actually a specific role for that that I'm going to try and find.
May I offer you a bullet spray in these trying times?
May I offer you an egg?
Thank you, Danny DeVito.
So, Lemon, you are attempting to lay down fire for Bear.
I am attempting to lay down fire for Bear.
Yep, so make a hard roll.
Can I ask a stupid question?
There are no stupid questions.
I roll two dice, right?
Yes.
Yep. 2d6. What you got there?
Six.
Six plus?
Oh. Six. No, just six.
So six?
Just flat, just six.
All right, mark experience, because that is a failed roll technically, and choose one of these options.
Oh no.
You provide covering fire, allowing another character to move or act freely. You provide supporting fire, giving another PC plus one choice to their own battle move. You provide suppressing fire, denying another character to move or act freely. Or you take an opportune shot, inflicting harm on an enemy within your reach.
I get that for failing?
Well, if you had succeeded, you would get to choose more than one.
Oh, okay. What was the one in order to prevent someone from getting hurt?
You provide covering fire, allowing another character to move or act freely.
Yes, I would like to do that. On behalf of Bear.
That's the one? Okay.
At least that's a good fail. I was worried we were going to have Greg trying to slam pickle jars and shooting off.
Choose one of these. You shoot your friend in the back.
This is where Bear dies.
You shoot Bear yourself in the back.
Lemon and Ross, you guys are moving at like a swift trot towards where the gunfire appears to be coming from. And as you're walking along, Ross, Lemon just like drops to one knee and fires off a shot with her assault rifle, just like, and you're you hear that and you can react however you wish.
Ross just shrugs and keeps moving.
Yep, that seems accurate.
I mean, I would probably try and do something similar once we're at vantage.
Well, I mean, this is vantage for her. She's a gun lugger.
Oh, I mean once Ross is at vantage, yeah. Considering he has like pistols, like you can't really lay down suppressing fire with pistols.
Yeah, she has an assault rifle, so I imagine it's like an M4 or some crazy shit. Bear, you're speeding towards the people, I guess.
Toward Reuben,
and you hear the gunfire coming towards you kind of break off as you hear fire coming from behind you. And you're not being fired at as much now.
Bear shouts, fuck yeah!
Finch, where are you at? Are you trying to loop around still?
Yeah, I was going to try and come around by the side so I could try and do my sneaky, stabby routine.
Finch, the Assassin's Creed of Apocalypse World. So yeah, you pop out of one of your networks of tunnels, probably like a couple yards away from a whole pack of wolves, I guess. That's just what they're actually... It's actually called a pack of wolves, isn't it?
Just lean into it.
I was going to be like a gaggle of wolves or like a murder of wolves. The wolves coven. I don't know what it is. It is what it is.
Depending on how I roll, it could be a murder of wolves.
Ha ha! A murder of a wolf.
Yeah, probably more one.
You pop out and you can see there's probably like 8 or so people there.
Okay.
Taking shots.
Finch is gonna try and sneak over and, I don't know, kill or stab whoever he can get his little mitts on. He is, of course, still wearing his Plague Doctor outfit for stealth reasons.
Okay,
I just imagine a man getting stabbed in the neck by, like, this shrimpkin in a Plague Doctor outfit going, what?
So, you're attempting to sucker someone. I think that they're sufficiently distracted enough that there's no chance you could miss. Go ahead and roll aggro for me. That is a hard roll.
6 and 4 minus 1 is 9.
9. All right. So how were you attempting to do this? Like, what were you using?
I was using my shiv.
You were just gonna like jump on them and shank them, basically?
Shank them with the boomerang.
Well, no, he hasn't.
I got my glasses.
I know, I just think it would be funny to try and shank someone with a boomerang.
So yeah, I was just going to basically try and sneak up behind him and maybe do the, like I'm trying to climb on his back like a backpack, pull the Yoda, except I've got a knife and I'm just trying to, like, slash across the throat.
You pull an Ellie from The Last of Us, so you just, like, jump on his back and stab wildly into his
Ooh.
Neck and or chest area. What's the damage on your Shiv/Shank to harm hand. Okay, so yeah, he falls to the ground. It's not quiet as he does so, like he's screaming bloody murder as he's being stabbed multiple times. So a couple of his gang mates see you, see you and are now aware of your presence.
Okay.
Bear?
Yo.
What you doing?
Oh, I just want to drive my bike right at Reuben and try to hit him.
Okay, so let's see here. I have to pull up vehicle stats.
Actually, how about, I don't know if this is doable. Or if I've already sealed my fate. But can I, like, bail out at the last minute?
You're gonna do, like, the GTA. I'm gonna dive off my bike and my bike keeps going and hit someone.
Uh-huh. And hope that that happens.
Let's see. What are the stats on your bike? Which we have not talked about since, like, the first episode.
I have no idea.
Or if ever.
I don't think ever.
I forget if we maybe got one trash when I was trying to run over Dart, the Wolf of the Maelstrom, in like episode 2.
Your bike is rugged.
And responsive.
Responsive, okay. And it's chopped and roaring, which of course that, you know, they can definitely hear you coming. And its weakness is that it's a guzzler, which isn't really going to come into play here.
Yeah.
So, surprisingly, there's nothing in here about hitting someone with a vehicle.
That seems like an oversight.
That does seem like an oversight.
Yeah, because the only thing I have at the bottom of my my playbook here is it just says, if for some reason you need your bike's profile, by default you don't, it's power plus one, looks plus one, one armor, weakness plus one. Whatever that means.
That means nothing to me. Okay, so I'm going to give you the choice here of, do you want to crash into him, like, while you're on the bike, or do you want to bail?
Do you want to crash into him, like...
Dave Matthews Band?
Dave Matthews, yeah. You were thinking it while you were saying it.
You could hear the cadence where I was, crash into me.
I feel like either way, I'm going to get hurt.
Uh-huh.
And I don't really know that there's a lesser of two evils between, like, hanging on and letting go. At least if I held on, I would have some control, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'm just going to stay the course with my initial idea of just driving right into him.
Okay. Make a cool roll.
Ugh.
Because you are for certain doing something under fire.
That was a 9.
That is a mixed success. You go plowing into Reuben Bailey with your bike. He's dead.
No.
Pretty much no questions.
Suck it, Reuben Bailey, you motherfucker.
You hit him and the tires, the front tire, like, spins out into his body and, like, tears him. Your bike stops on his body because the terrain has suddenly changed for it, I would say, and you go flying off of it due to the laws of physics.
That sounds... fair.
So yeah, you go flying probably like 10-15 feet.
Sweet.
And you would take 2 harm, but you have 2 armor, so you're on the ground and you're like dazed, but you're not seriously hurt in any way, shape, or form. Let's go back to Ross and Lemon. You hear the bike stop, I guess. You hear some like squelching sounds. You hear like, yeah, a thunk and some kind of squeaky sounds, I guess.
Well, I sure hope that was one of them.
You also hear somebody screaming, like he's getting stabbed.
Yeah, there's also some screaming. There's more than one person screaming, because people are witnessing vehicular manslaughter.
Are we close enough to see how many people there are now?
Yeah, so...
Are we in firing range yet?
I mean, you're on... I guess you are, yeah. You see... I guess it's now 6 or 7 people out there. One of which, you start getting closer and you can see Bear's bike is lying on top of a mangled body. And you don't see Bear. You see a guy off to the side is, like, on the ground with a child, like, hanging onto him, continuously going, stab, stab, stab.
Well, I guess it's time to paint a canvas full of lead. Ross pulls out his magnum and... would take a shot at one of the bad guys.
Okay.
Are there ever really any bad guys?
We're all bad guys. Yeah. But we know which bad guys are not our bad guys.
the other bad guys.
To be fair, Ross might be the worst bad guy, but I don't know. Especially when he gets hit by a crowbar.
That's why I gave it to you, so I don't die.
So, make a hard roll. The wolf pack can see you guys, too, and are going to, like, you're basically engaging in a firefight now.
Mm-hmm.
It was a firefight!
That's a 10!
You got a 10?
Yep.
Nice.
Was that a highlighted stat? I'm sorry. I just want to make sure everyone's getting experience with
this. No, my highlights are sharp and cool.
Okay. So, what, you're using your magnum?
Yeah. I wrote down two harm close loud. But I don't know if that's a pistol or a magnum.
A magnum would be three harm, close, loud.
I'll take more damage, please.
Okay, so you got... He's returning fire with just a regular old pistol. Choose three out of these. You inflict terrible harm, which will allow you to inflict one extra harm. You suffer little harm, which means that you will take one less harm from the return fire. You take definite and undeniable control of it, which would be, that doesn't really work here because you're just in a firefight. And you impress, dismay, or frighten your enemy.
Well, incredible harm, take little harm, and frighten enemy.
That sounds like the correct choices. You fire your magnum off, and you basically take off the guy's head, basically, because it's a magnum. And you get winged, and you take one harm.
I have armor, so I take nothing.
Okay, so you take no harm. Everyone saw that and are a little frightened by how this situation is turning out for them.
They don't care that I turn their boss into ground beef.
I mean, they're also frightened by that.
I like to imagine there's just this scene going on right now that's almost out of like a Grecian painting where like Reuben is getting run over by a motorcycle. His like innards are being ground out by the tires that are still moving. There's the littlest plague doctor over on the right holding his hand up with a knife as it's plunging into another victim. And then there, and Lemon's like laying down cover fire, so you just see a spray of bullets going out. And then there's just this guy with a giant afro and a painter's smock holding a revolver at the other end with a man's head exploding.
Hey, we're open to fan art still.
Someone paint this.
Yeah, and also a slow motion pan of Bear flying through the air after she collided with Reuben.
Just like she's still midair going ass over tea kettle, like in the corner.
Limbs flying.
Ragdoll physics.
See, I was imagining like the impressiveness of the bike still in midair, like going towards him with Bear, looking like a just like furious angel of some manner.
So much more true.
And with like hanging in a gallery that just has like a label underneath that just says "Rage for the VP" or something like that.
There has to be some levity for the situation. Lemon, what are you doing? Are you also going to take a shot?
I am also going to take a shot.
Do the same thing. Make a hard roll.
Damn it. Why do I? Why? Why?
No, the pickles are back. No. No.
Oh, the pickles never left.
What? So what did you... You have plus three hard.
Yeah, I rolled a three.
Ooh.
So you got a six? All right. Choose one of these. You inflict terrible harm. You suffer little harm. Or you impress, dismay, or frighten your enemy.
I am going to inflict terrible harm. I have a question. So I have blood crazed.
Uh-huh.
So whenever I inflict harm, I inflict plus one harm.
Okay.
Is that in addition to the terrible harm?
Yes.
Turn them so all into meat. What,
hang on, let me ask. Are you using your rifle or your magnum?
I'm using my rifle.
Okay, so do you want to inflict five harm on a person? Is that what you're telling me right now?
Yes, please.
Okay.
Meat!
You basically, like, cleave him in half with assault rifle fire.
Wow.
You take two harm in return. You have armor, though, right?
I have two armor.
God, you guys are fucking tanks. All right. You don't take any harm.
I built a tank because I was worried the rest of the party wouldn't build a tank. I have three tanks and Finch. I mean,
even Finch has a little armor. I got one armors.
All right, Finch, you're up next. What are you going
to
do?
Is the guy that I was stabbing dead, or do I have to keep stabbing him?
He looks like he's going to die, but You can keep stabbing him if you want to.
Is the guy I've been stabbing dead, or do I have to keep stabbing him? Title of episode, ladies and gentlemen.
I mean, in that case, he could be the one that we maybe question later, because he just survives. I will attempt to... I'm trying to decide whether I want to stab or boomerang somebody. I think boomerang might be... Would that be the easiest? Or would I have to... What would I have to do to... get up and stab somebody?
They're all standing relatively close together. Either way, you're making a hard roll, so it's up to you what you'd rather do.
Yeah, exactly. I'm just gonna go with the knife has been good to me.
Okay.
That would be a 9 minus 1 is an 8, and I got hard as a highlighted stat, so I've actually got...
So, choose 2 from these. Inflict terrible harm, suffer little harm, or impress, dismay, or frighten the enemy.
I will inflict terrible harm, and there are... trying to decide whether I want to scare them or not get as hurt. I'm going to scare them.
So you are going to take 1 harm, taking your armor into account. Wait, I'm sorry. You chose suffer little harm and frighten?
Inflict terrible harm and frighten.
Inflict terrible harm and frighten. Okay, so yeah, you suffer 1 harm. You basically just cut the guy's throat. And you make a nice show of it. You, like, bathe your plague mask in his arterial spray.
Yeah.
That does, indeed, frighten the enemy.
If I'm doing my math right, we've killed 5 out of the 8 dudes.
Actually, Ruben was not included in those. So there's still 4 more dudes, basically. Bear, what are you gonna do?
Am I still on the ground, I guess?
Yeah, but you're, like, it's... You haven't really taken any harm. You're just kind of...
Just more dazed.
Yeah.
Bear's going to get up, kind of like quickly dust herself off and, you know, just say, well, that was a fucking trip. And head towards the, I guess, exchange of gunfire.
Uh-huh.
Find the closest person that she can. Like, I don't want to just murder everyone. I do kind of want some information.
Really?
Do we need information? Reuben Bailey was there.
The character that just ran headfirst into battle and ran over the leader of the opposition is the one with the presence of mind to not murder everyone.
I've got a dude who's only half dead. It'll be fine.
All right, that's fine. I'll find the closest person and shoot at them with my shotgun.
Okay, you know the deal by this point. You guys are all making hard rolls.
I'm sorry, I felt it was my obligation to discourage the cerebral play.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that, because that's just not Bear style, typically. If she's not protecting a woman or child, it's just, you know.
Or a cat.
Or a cat.
Bear's already the hero of the episode for saving the VP.
I had to. I can't leave him behind.
That's the alternative title of the episode. Or where's the VP?
I don't know. I feel like it should be called like Murder Party or Blood Party at this point.
Oh, Jesus.
How much blood is in this blood ocean?
That was a 10.
10. That is a full success. Also, hard is a highlighted stat for you, correct?
Yeah, it is.
Mark experience. And do you need me to read the options, or do you know what they are by now?
Can I have them again? I'm so sorry.
Choose 3 from here. And I'm actually going to say that the 4th situation that I feel like no one has chosen has a little more play here now that the enemy is being sufficiently...
Decimated?
Decimated and shit pants terrified. So you can inflict terrible harm, you can suffer little harm, you can take definite and undeniable control of the situation, and you can impress, dismay, or frighten your enemy.
I want to suffer less harm, I guess.
Okay.
And what was the other? Take control of the situation?
Yes.
That one?
Okay.
And then what was the last one?
Impress, dismay, or frighten the enemy.
That one.
So yeah, you take your sawn off and you blast fool. Sawn off shotguns do serious harm, so you basically implode a man's chest cavity. You gotta say something to take control of the situation. The remaining 3 gentlemen are just terrified of how poorly the situation has gone for them.
They listened to Reuben. I mean, that was the problem. Do you think I should turn the rest of you into ground beef too?
They drop their weapons and hold their hands up in capitulation.
That's right. And Bear points her gun towards the group and sort of like herds them together.
Does anyone else want to do anything? Or are you going to allow Bear to take control of the situation?
I'll allow it. I will keep my gun trained to reinforce, as I approach, to reinforce Bear's control of the situation.
To assert her authority.
Correct.
I was very tempted to stab another dude, I'll be honest, but I think...
One more?
I mean, you can stab the guy that's still, like, bleeding out on the ground if you want.
So I think Finch is like, Finch kind of like gets off the dude he just slashed the throat of and like brandishes his knife at the guys, sees that they're surrendering, and then just like turns around and just like plunges his knife into the dude who's on the ground who is still like gurgling.
We are teaching that child some bad habits.
I don't know what you're talking about. I think it's all just natural. Just as natural as a fine bushy pine.
It's called character building.
Finch pulls the knife out and just like wipes it on the dude and then puts it back in his belt.
Ross advances towards the herd, picking his afro with the barrel of his magnum.
That just sounds painful to me. I have enough trouble combing my hair in the morning.
It's also hot.
Ross needs a serious gun safety course.
So you guys are herding the rest of... Well, the remainder of the gentlemen back towards town. It looks like they've gotten the blaze under control at the gavel. And I hope you all enjoyed your murder party and we'll resolve everything that went on with it. Aww, next week.
Aw, man.
I thought you guys would just have a lot of fun killing people, honestly. I feel like you haven't had that in a while and I wanted to give you guys a gift.
Yay!
Yay!
Oh, I loved it.
We've honestly... had so many episodes that have just been not expository dialogue, but developmental character dialogue that's just been rich and wonderful.
I don't know what you're talking about. Finch murdered a dude.
But murder is equally wonderful is what I'm saying is where I'm getting.
Finch got to murder a dude like 3 episodes ago. It was wonderful.
I just feel like every RPG campaign needs a good murder party episode.
This did feel, it did feel kind of psychologically cleansing.
Yeah, it was a little cathartic.
I feel bad.
Because there's been no one to fight, you guys have just been fighting each other. So I thought by giving you guys some other people to fight, it might clear the air a little bit.
Come together by murdering others?
And don't, I mean, there will be some exposition on this next time, but I just thought, yeah, you guys need to kill some people.
Friends, thanks for listening to our latest episode of the Roll Less Taken Roulette. If social media is your thing, check us out on Facebook and Instagram at The Roll Less Taken and Roll Less Taken on Twitter. That is R-O-L-E because, you know, puns. Anyway, don't forget to like and subscribe, and if you're feeling generous, leave us a review on your favorite podcatcher. We'll see you next week with a brand new episode, and have a great week. Bye.